Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode and a brand new season of Vibes with your host, Snoop. Now, you all must be wondering what this new season's all about or what this reboot is all about. Basically, I am going to make sure that we are going to have a weekly podcast that will tell you about the weekly news and what has happened in the technology world. But not only that, we are going to strand outside of technology once in a while to talk about other topics that may interest you. Now, the one thing that I am going to say to you all is this is your podcast. So if there is a topic that interests you, if there is something that you want to know more about, let me know and I will work as hard as I can to get the right people in so that we can discuss the topics that really matter to you. Now, as this is going to be the first weekly podcast about tech, I'm going to dive straight into it. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is Apple. So, what has been going on with Apple recently? It's like as if we are seeing an update to their software every week or every 2 weeks. Well, the story really goes down to the fact that iOS 13 was released, but it wasn't really a finished product. And because of that, it was plagued full of issues. And there have been people and organizations that have been having problems with it. Literally, yesterday, we've had iOS 13.2.2 released to resolve some problems. Now, overall, I think Apple have really dropped the ball because they were really known to be the company that was reliable and a company where you felt as if you picked something up, it would just work. So really, personally speaking, and to anybody out there listening from Apple, they really, really need to set themselves down and really start testing their software side. However, talking about the software, I have to admit their hardware has been amazing. Their new iPhone Pro 11, or iPhone 11 Pro, I should say, has been an amazing phone. I have that phone with me, and I must admit, and I'm going to eat my own words, the phone actually turned out to be better. But there is only one reason why it became better, and that is down to Google's Pixel 4. Now, I also have the Pixel 4 as well, and wow, I have to say, I'm really disappointed with it. So if you may or may not know, the big selling point about Google was the camera. It was the first phone where we really got to see low light photography on a phone take amazing pictures with amazing detail. And that was something that everybody was waiting for. The Pixel 4 was touted to be the phone with the best camera, with the best functionality, and just generally an amazing all-rounder. Unfortunately, Google fell short. They didn't have the telephonic lens, which most people really, really want to see. At the same time, the phone battery was really bad, and I'm finding myself that on my Pixel 4, I have to recharge my phone when it comes around 3 or 4 p.m. So they've really missed the ball there. Now, the whole hand gesture gimmick that we've mentioned before, I've not used it and I don't see myself using it either. So it seems like the Google Pixel 4, even though it is a good phone, I think the Pixel 3a or the Pixel 3 XL is a far better choice. The one thing that I was really excited about when it came to the Google phone was the voice recorder, where it could actually do a live transcription of your voice. And it doesn't need to be connected to the internet to do that. And that functionality I played around with, and wow, I was really impressed on how well that worked. But Google, they really missed the mark, and they've got a lot of work to do to make sure that when it comes to the phones next year, they really got to step up the game, because I truly believe that Apple's next iteration of the iPhone is going to be amazing. So Apple iPhone 11 Pro, amazing phone. So if you're looking at both of these and wondering which one to go to, I am personally going to recommend the iPhone. Now, another release from Apple was the AirPod Pros, which I've picked up about a week. I've been playing around with them. And, well, to be honest, I really, really like them. Now, I do have the Sony MX-1000 or WF-1000's MX-3. It's a bit of a mouthful. They are in-ear noise-cancelling earbuds. And if you're looking for something that has the best sound quality for in-ear noise-cancelling earbuds, I would say Sony is the way to go. But if you're looking for an amazing all-rounder, I have to admit, I've been finding myself picking up the AirPod Pros a lot more often than the Sonys. And the one thing that really makes a huge difference is if you're going to take video calls or phone calls, the Sony microphones are nowhere good as the AirPod Pros. The AirPod Pros also have had a massive change in terms of its size, and for the first time ever, has interchangeable tips. So you can actually have a good seal in your AirPods. Now, originally, I had the AirPod itself, and I put it into my ears. They never really sat in there, and, you know, once or twice, they fell out of my ears. This time round, that's not such an issue. You can actually jog in them and they will stay in your ears. So I think that is a huge, huge upgrade. However, what I found very strange was how they announced it. They released iOS 13.2 and next thing you know, it's up on the website. So not much marketing behind there. So I'm not too sure what the uptake of that's going to be. Have they done it that way because they didn't want to annoy anybody because they had the previous AirPods? I'm not too sure, but if you are out there in the market looking for a new in-ear AirPods that gives you noise cancelling, I would really say consider the AirPod Pros. They are not a bad piece of kit. Now, in the world of Microsoft, and as you know, I am a Microsoft fanboy, but, you know, I'm not going to be biased towards them or anything. They've had a few changes recently as well. So the first thing is OneNote. So OneNote 2016 on the desktop was originally touted to be cancelled. And they wanted everybody to use the store version on Microsoft, and they wanted everybody to download from the App Store when it came to Apple, etc. However, they made an announcement roughly about a few days ago that they are going to still continue supporting OneNote on the desktop. And that makes me very happy because the functionality of the desktop version outweighs everything that you can get from the store version. So if you're an organization that likes to use OneNote, or if you like using OneNote yourself, I hope that you're happy and glad to know that, well, it's here to stay, and it's here to stay until 2023. It's going to be supported. So a great move by Microsoft. The next interesting topic is about Microsoft's new project, which is called, well, it's not new, but it's called Project Silica. Now, the whole idea of Project Silica is that Microsoft have managed to store data onto a piece of glass, which is basically a shape of a small cup coaster, basically. And they've just recently announced that they were able to store Superman Returns or the second Superman, one of the older movies, I can't remember which one, on this piece of glass. And the whole idea is this glass is meant to be stored away and information would stay there forever. You can't write onto it and then wipe things off and put it back on again. But for archival purposes or to store things for a very, very long time, a piece of glass can actually hold quite a lot of information. They estimated that a piece of glass on that size can probably hold up to 360 terabytes worth of information overall. Now, you might be wondering, why has Microsoft been working on that? Well, if you look at the costs of storing information on tapes or other form of media, media wears out over time, and it becomes to be a very expensive exercise. So if you can store it on a piece of glass, which you can store away, which can potentially last forever, that's something amazing. So if you are really interested about how this all works, Microsoft do have a video, just YouTube Project Silica. I will put it in the link as well. And well worth checking out. So that is something that really excites me. It changes the whole concept of what kind of information that you have in a data center. It's a permanent storage. I mean, just think about it. You can take pictures for your great, 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 great grandchildren to see, and the information will be secure, intact, and, well, it won't be damaged over time. So that's something that really, really does excite me. And the last thing that Microsoft have done is in Japan, they've been trialing 4-day weeks. And it turns out to be that doing a 4-day week actually increased productivity by 40%. That's a huge number. So overall, I'm really interested to see what other organizations or what other companies might follow that trend. But, you know, anything for a longer weekend, I'm all in for it, and I'm sure you are all too. Now, what else has been going on? Google, again. Google have made the announcement that they have bought out Fitbit. And what does this mean? I personally think that Google are going to work hard for next year to probably release their own smartwatch to challenge the Apple Watch. Now, smartwear is becoming more and more of a thing. There are more and more people buying fitness trackers. There are more and more people buying the Apple Watches. Xiaomi has basically released an Apple Watch lookalike phone. And I think we're going to see more and more uptake of those. I think the ideal world for me is to have a watch that is fully untethered, where you can go globally and take phone calls and do messages. I think we're a little bit away from there, but we're not far away from that at the moment. I'll probably give it a more, like a couple of more years. But it does seem like to me that Google definitely want to do more when it comes to health, and definitely do more when it comes to a smartwatch. I'm going to make a bit of a prediction. I think Google's next phone will be a killer. And I also think we're going to see an amazing watch from them. So let's watch this space. Talking about phones, and as you know, we've spoken about 5G. There's been an announcement by T-Mobile in the US that they are going to be rolling out their 5G on the 6th of December. And at the same time, T-Mobile are going to be merging with Sprint. So it will make them a very, very large cellular provider within the US. It's going to be interesting how it goes. 5G, I've been playing around with it for a good month or two. Very, very patchy, but when you get amazing speeds, you do get amazing speeds. And when you go to areas where it can be very crowded, you don't get reception. So you know the moments where you have full bars and 4G and you can't surf the internet? All of that is gone. And there seems to be more and more of a push for faster, more stable, quicker internet access. And, you know, within the UK, I know there's a lot more effort to get quicker broadband for everybody. And it kind of makes sense because we are now living in a world where we stream, where we tend to watch Netflix. You know, even TV providers are going over the internet. So very, very interesting times. Obviously, Disney have released their service, Disney Plus. The BBC and ITV in the UK are merging together to start their own streaming service, which I don't think is going to do very well. But talking about streaming service, we also have Apple TV Plus, which if you've bought a new Apple product recently, you get it free for a year. And it has been touted to have the best picture quality for a streaming service. Again, I had to play around with that. I watched a couple of episodes of The Morning Show, of C. Amazing TV shows. I do highly suggest to check it out. And I must admit, the sound quality, picture quality has been spot on. Another funny tad bit when it comes to phones again is the Valentine's texts that have been sending out the last 2 days. Apparently, a lot of people have been sending out texts for Valentine's Day, and everybody's been getting them for the past 2 days. So that's an interesting one, and also raises the question of, are we now hitting a point where we need more bandwidth? And again, that ties in with the whole 5G thing. So definitely, definitely interesting times. Another thing that really caught my eye is Google have open sourced their Cardboard, their VR headset project. It seems like that Google really want to make sure that this project continues and continues to be popular, doesn't go wayside. VR and AR is beginning to pick up again more and more, especially with Oculus doing a lot more clever things. They made an amazing announcement that the Quest can now plug into a computer, enabling that to do a lot more. So if you are looking for a VR headset, I do highly suggest for everybody to pick up the Oculus Quest, because with an update, you will be able to do more. It is amazing how this tech is moving forwards. It is amazing how much it is growing. And with now Cardboard being open sourced, it will mean that there will be more mediums and more access to VR videos, probably in different platforms that we weren't able to see before. And with that, there's still that famous rumors of Apple working on some AR glasses. Not too sure what's going on down there, but I personally think that they are. And I personally think that we may see something within the next 2 years. What would it be? Well, I guess it would be what Google Glass did a good 5 or 6 years ago, putting on something like sunglasses or a pair of glasses. If you're doing navigation, it will be right there in front of your eyes. And it could be a cheaper alternative of having something like that in a car. I know that car manufacturers are looking at clever ways of navigating people, and this could be one way of doing it. Apple glasses. I wonder what they will call it, but we are definitely going to see something. Another piece of tadbit news, which I found quite funny, is Laser Voice. Now, you may be wondering what Laser Voice is all about. Well, there's been some research that has been done where there has been a bunch of very intelligent people who have been able to use lasers to project their voice to smart speakers and start calling off different commands. A bit silly, a bit dangerous maybe, but also very, very interesting to know that we can now fine-tune our voice to go to certain particular places. I guess everything's kind of kicking up because of the whole point that it can be pointed towards the smart speaker. But definitely interesting. It could bring in a new way of talking to audiences in the crowd. So I'm imagining going to a show, there may be two people on the stage talking about two different topics. And with the use of this technology, a person can basically decide what they want to listen to. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but there is a possibility where that could happen. What does this mean? Well, it means that you would use less real estate overall. So you can have one stage, you can have 6 or 7 different speakers talking about different things at the same time. And with this laser technology, be able to fine-tune into one conversation, sat from wherever you are in the room, and be able to actually listen to that. Obviously, you would need something like some kind of special earphones or special earbuds. But still, I think that technology is really cool. And it would also eliminate possibly the needs of using wireless channels such as Bluetooth. And, you know, gives you a lot more stability in that front. Now, what else has been going on? November's a huge month for gamers out there. Xbox game streaming service has started. I've been playing around with that. I have to admit, I'm pretty impressed. It's the same with Google Stadia. That's out in the next few days. Game streaming does really depend on your internet connectivity. But are we going to see the Netflix of games? I really hope so. I am really looking forward to seeing this grow, to be able to access your entertainment, be it videos, be it gaming, be it anything else, anywhere around the world. So definitely something to look out for. Like I said, I've been trialing out the Xbox streaming service. I think it's really good. Some work needs to be done on it still. It is in beta. And Google Stadia won't be in beta form, but I'm really interested to see how that goes. And once I've got it, I will let you all know what I think about it, how it works, how good it is. There's been reports that it is very good. It will be interesting in that sense. But what I found quite funny is, whilst I was testing out the whole Xbox game streaming, is that this technology has been done before, and it's been done by Sony, weirdly enough. I've been able to stream from my Sony for a while with PS Remote, and they had something called PlayStation TV. This is a good few years back, where I was able to connect to my PlayStation at home from a different location. I needed a good internet connection, but I was able to stream the games directly from home to my device. Now, obviously, there is cloud. Cloud is going to be better because you don't need to rely on your home internet connectivity for that. But what will that lead to? Will we be able to stream our own TV sets from home to our devices? It is definitely going to open up a lot of things. And, you know, we're coming in a world where we're becoming more and more connected to everything around us. We're seeing a lot more subscription services. And again, I'm going to voice out my views. I think they're too many. I think we really need to have, like, I don't know, two to three major players when it comes to it. But, you know, definitely exciting times. What other things are going on? Well, we've got Microsoft Surface event that happened. And we've got Microsoft that are releasing new devices next year. They are also releasing a foldable laptop where the screen kind of folds in half. It is split in the middle. And they're also releasing a similar thing for the phone. I think foldables are definitely here to stay. I have grown fond of my Samsung Fold. In the beginning, I played around with it. I wasn't too sure about a folding phone, but as I have it more and more, it's definitely a go-to. It's a brilliant size for if you want to watch media. It's a brilliant size if you want to read items. I think foldable devices are definitely going to be the future. And we're going to see possibly folding screens on your wrist. We're probably going to see folding screens at homes. So, for example, you can probably have a screen that folds around your wall. So you can have that display the news, the weather, any to-do lists. So definitely we are going to see a growth in that. I'm really excited for it. I am really, really excited for it. I am still waiting for one of these screens that you have on a desk. There was a video released a long time ago where somebody had the vision of where they placed their phone or their computer on a desk, the desk screen, like just imagine the top of the desk being a massive screen, right? You place your computer on top of the screen, and straight away, your desk will then display to you your next meetings, new messages, etc., etc. And I'm really excited to see that technology grow. It's been a bit quiet. We've not really seen anything on that for a long while. But I guess that is something that I foresee coming. It's just amazing. Just imagine if you go home, you put your phone on the table. You obviously sit back to, let's say, watch TV, and then all of a sudden a new message comes up. You don't actually need to go to the phone. You can see it on the table in front of you saying, hey, Joe Bloggs has just messaged you. You can then pick up your phone and then read the message. Again, crazy concept, crazy ideas, but we are definitely coming into a remit, into a time where things are just going to talk to each other. And again, this is why 5G is a very, very important thing, because it is that technology that will connect everything. Light bulbs, phones, TVs, watches, fridges, microwaves, you know, kettles, toasters, all of that will be connected. Now, you may be wondering, why do we need to go that far? Well, just imagine a fridge, and the fridge can read the barcodes, can read the expiry dates of your products, and can see if you're running low on an item. With that 5G connectivity, it can see that you're low on milk, place that order of milk for you automatically, and then for that to be delivered to you on the same day or on the next day. Or it could be other clever things where it can determine what might be coming out of date soon, and it will send you recommendations of what to cook of what's left in your fridge. There could be other things of where you put items of clothing, same thing, it can recognize what clothes are in there and automatically wash it at the right temperature, put the right amount of soap, the right amount of conditioner. I mean, things are going to change, and I think within the next 5 years, we are going to see a lot of it. And that's it, really, in terms of tech for the past few weeks. It's been primarily about the major vendors that are out there. Apple and Google was the biggest fight, and Apple won this battle this time round. But again, it is going to be really, really interesting. Now, we're going to have a new section of Snoop Recommends, and I'm going to recommend what I think is worth looking at, worth buying, worth trying even. And the first thing I'm going to go and recommend will be the AirPod Pros. So, as I said earlier on, if you're looking for a great all-rounder for listening to music, taking phone calls, having that noise cancellation that it does tune out the background noise, as an all-rounder, I would go for the AirPod Pros. Like I said, it's my go-to. It's something that I'm picking up all the time. And I'm sure that you will all feel the same way. Again, if you're worried about it not fitting your ears, they have addressed that finally. So definitely a good piece of kit to pick up. Now, between the iPhone and the Pixel 4, as I said earlier on, if you're debating if you want to pick up an Apple phone, or if you're debating if you want to pick up a Pixel 4, I would definitely say pick up the iPhone 11 Pro. It takes amazing pictures. Portrait mode has been vastly improved. Details in the pictures are amazing. And the big thing is the battery life. The battery life is phenomenally good. I'm finding my battery life on my device lasting for a very, very long time. I'm not charging my phone within 2 days. I do use my phone quite a lot. I even use the phone to record my podcast. So again, very, very interesting, very cool piece of tech. So definitely, definitely do have a look into that. What other items, what other gadgets are worthwhile getting? Well, right now, I've been playing on my Nintendo. I've picked up Luigi's Mansion 3. I'm not too sure about the whole game streaming thing. I think, personally speaking, hold out on it. It's still very young in its infancy. I still think it has a while to go. If you do own an Xbox at home, and if you do want to play on your Xbox, the new streaming app, which is only available on the Android, is definitely worth picking up. And obviously, if you want to play from, you know, on your home Xbox, a great tool. Like I said, you could do a similar thing on the PlayStation already. You just need to download PS Remote Play, and that's available on all mediums. So that's pretty cool. In terms of anything else that's worthwhile getting, if you're looking at the Apple Watch, if you haven't got one, my honest opinion here is, if you're looking between the Apple Series 4 or Series 5, if you can still pick up the Series 4, between the two, and I've been through the two, there isn't really much of a difference, and I don't really care much about the compass or about the always-on display. As soon as I raise my wrist, I can see the time, I can see what's going on. So if you're looking at that, I would definitely say save yourself a little bit of money. Pick up the Series 4 over the 5. I'm hoping the Series 6 will bring a lot more. And and that's it, really. There isn't really much else that I've bought recently. Like I said, it's definitely been interesting in terms of, you know, what's being released and what organizations are actually working on. I hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. I know it's not the usual podcast where I used to have another co-host. But moving forwards, I will be having different co-hosts to talk about different things. I'm hoping to have a co-host that will be more dedicated to gaming, for example. And like I said, if there is anything that you want to talk about, you want to hear about, and it doesn't need to be about tech, please, please, please do reach out to me. More than happy to talk about topics, more than happy to find the right kind of people to talk about things that interest you. Like I said, this is your podcast. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Vibes. I will definitely upload a new episode next week because I'm going to dedicate myself on doing this weekly. And I also hope you enjoyed the new theme music. I thought since we're starting afresh, I'm going to have a new theme music to it. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Please, please, please do continue giving me your love, your feedback. Like I said, I know there's a lot of things that I need to probably work on. All the feedback will be great because, like I said, I want to make this podcast all for you. And I hope that you've enjoyed it this week. And I shall chat to you all soon. Bye.